go get my knife.
And, what do you call the line at the end of a football field?
At the end of what?
Of a football field. Or the post to the end, either one.
Well, I'll tell you that's something I don't know anything about, is football and baseball, because I don't like either. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't walk across that road to see either one free. I'm just never taking any part in it, I guess, and I don't know nothing about I know they've got the infield and different things like that, but I don't know one from the other.
Mm-hmm. I could say I threw the ball and he
caught it.
Or I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't.
Haven't had any luck.
If you're going to meet somebody in town, you might say, well, there's no need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll wait.
I'll wait on you.
And if you're about to punish a child, you might say, please give me another
chance.
If somebody's can always see the point of a joke. You say he's got a good sense of...
good sense of humor.
And if you had termites, you say, well, I've got termites, but I'm sure the exterminators will...
get rid of them.
And if... if you're someplace around a group of people and somebody borrowed your pencil and then without thinking just stuck it back in his pocket, and you wanted to joke with him a little bit, you probably wouldn't say you stole my pencil, but you might say something else like it joking.
Yeah, I'd say, listen, how about my pencil you borrowed the other day?
What if you want to jokingly accuse him of stealing it, but you don't say steal? What else?
Well,
what kind of slang words might you use?
I might say I don't know hardly how I would answer it.
If you're talking about something that you'd forgotten about, you say, I had forgotten all about that, but now I
remember it.
And then you say, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't.
I sure don't remember it, or didn't think about it.
If you are talking about somebody that lives some distance away, and somebody says, well, you ought to send him a letter, you say, well, in fact, yesterday I
mailed him one.
And when you're sending a letter, what is it you put on the outside of the envelope to make sure it gets there?
His name and an address and a zip code, street number, whatever.
And when you're doing that, you say, well, I can't mail this letter until I do what to it?